all the time to everybody. I do not know how to apply the truth to everyone all the time. So we're going to apply the truth to this situation separately. We're going to apply this truth to this situation separately until we can look beyond this situation in an understanding far more broader than we now possess. So you tell yourself, I'm going to apply the truth to this situation, and I'm going to keep on trying to apply what I'm learning in this situation until I have an understanding that's better than the understanding that I have right now. I make a commitment right now that I'm going to apply the truth to this circumstance, to this person, separately, consistently, until I have an understanding that's greater than what I possess. So in this situation that you won't change, this situation that you've had enough of, the first thing you're going to do is go, what do I want to come of this? What do I want to come of this? What is it for? What do I want to come of this? What is it for? What do I want to come of this? What is it for? Now do that right now. You don't have to get an answer right now, but ask the question right now. What do I want to come of this? What is it for? What do I want to come of this? What is it for? What do I want to come of this? What is it for? What do I want to come of this? What is it for? Now, the clarification of the goal belongs at the beginning.
To make it up to you, all everything and anything that you want.
You got to go past that part of you that's always thinking about what it doesn't want. You got to go beyond that part of you that's always talking about what it doesn't want. Go beyond the part of yourself that's not aware of what it wants at all. Be willing to go beyond that part of yourself that has no positive goals set at the beginning. I'll give you some hints about what you want to come out of the situation. I'll give you some hints about what the situation is for, in case you're wondering. The situation is for your own best interest. The situation is for your own best interest. Ask for your own best interest in this situation. Ask for your own best interest to come out of this. Ask for your own best interest to come out of this. Ask for your own best interest to come out of this. Whatever the situation you're in right now, in this moment, say, I want my own best interest to come out of this. I want my own best interest to come out of this. I want my own best interest to come out of this. Now, it's not being selfish to ask for your own best interest to come out of a situation. Because that's all you would want to come out of a situation that you were looking at correctly. Would be your own best interest. And you don't have to know what your own best interests are in order to ask for them. Trying to figure out what your own best interests are delays you. Isn't it obvious that we don't know?
Oh, sure.
Can we agree?
Yeah.
We really do not know. No. But can we ask for what we don't know?
Yes.
Can we ask for what we don't know? Yeah. So in this situation, in this circumstance that you want to change in right now in your life, tell yourself what you want to come out of that situation is your own best interest. See how the Course is giving us answers?
That's the only answer. I just need one answer.
If you focus on one answer, it just gives you a whole lot less to remember.
Right.
All right. Any questions or comments about what I've said so far? I'm gonna take questions for a few minutes, clarification for a few minutes. Okay. Yeah, brother.
What's the definition of best interest? I have a mistake of assuming what I know what it is, and it could be different from the Holy Spirit.
You recognize your own best interest when you're experiencing peace. See, to tell you what your own, what to tell you what you would be looking at would be to focus on the form.
Yeah.
And focusing on the form is the problem already.
Right.
What we're being taught to do is to focus on the experience of what we want out of every situation, because it's the experience in every situation that you're expecting the form to bring you.
Yes.
If you go for the experience that you want to have first, then that experience will create its own proper form for you to experience it in. So when you're happy, you will be surrounded by things that you love. It's easy to love somebody you love. It's hard to love somebody that you don't. I love you, but it's so hard. I love you and we never seem to be able to have peace and happiness and joy, but I love you so much and we fight all the time, but I love you.
I love you so much it hurts.
I love you so much it hurts. I stuck a GPS box in your dog to keep up with you, but I love you.
Wow.
I'm calling you every 2 seconds to make sure you're not with her, but I love you. The Course is saying to us that we don't know what our own best interests are. But there's a part of you that does know. There's a part of you that knows everything. How do I get to it? Well, rule number one is you say to that thing, you know, I'm in a situation, this situation, applying the truth in this situation is extremely simple, but I don't know how to do it yet. Would that be an honest response?
Yes.
The way to do this may be very simple, and I'm willing to accept that this could be simply handled easily, but I don't know how to do it. Got it? Is that what you say? That's a deep, magical, mystical incantation. There is an answer to my problem, but I don't know what it is. I don't know how to apply the truth to every situation universally yet. Yes, uh-huh.
If I've been reading in a disorganized way,
mm-hmm.
I'm operating from my personal
mind,
mm-hmm. and I believe the universe has sent me up to be catastrophic to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that I can, other than simply moving into my right mind, is there an acknowledgement that I should be giving the universe, perhaps a state of gratefulness? I mean, how do I shift from one to the other by just simply
getting
into?
This is what you do. You make a vow that it's a simple solution to this situation. Then you realize you don't know how to apply the truth completely, consistently in all situations. But you make a vow to apply it in this situation separately. Then you ask yourself, what I want to come out of this? What do I want to come out of this? What I realized is that what you were saying, Ahara, was also correct about, you know, looking at that situation in another way. But it dawned on me that if we're together here listening to this part of the Course teachings, then it seems like any answer that I would give you in any way that wasn't related to what I just said would be getting away from the main point.
that spirit is trying to get us to see. And that's the temptation, see, is for me to take you, present me with something, and then see if I won't do just what I just told the class. And then go, no matter what you're saying to me, what I've got to do is remember that I don't care what the situation is that she's describing to me, the way to handle that situation is the same as she should be handling any situation in her life, which is to realize that she's going to use this situation as an opportunity to apply the truth consistently until she gets to the point that she has a better understanding than she has about the situation than she does right now.